That's the point, particularly the first half, I would imagine.
Didn't he recognise us, to be perfectly honest, particularly the first half, but first 10 minutes of the game, yeah, reasonable, good start. And then, you know, we didn't leave a glove on them, which is very disappointing. Thought it was very lustered, even in terms of possession. You know, didn't hurt them in any areas of what we'd spoke about, what we show our true strengths and our character about. And then, come the second half, I thought we started very, very bright. Peppered the ball, their goal a great deal in terms of the second half. But as soon as you get that little bit of momentum, that equaliser, to concede within such a short space of time, you know, really deflates you once again, because it then just gives, you know, a very, very industrious fourth side something else to try and hold on to. And you've got to give them credit. They've done that.
Is there any danger minds were elsewhere, given you've got a massive cup tie against Celtic?
I think you can all arguably say, you know, that could be a factor. But it's a disappointing one if that was the case, particularly that when the game next week, you know, is a day that we'll certainly go and enjoy, and nobody's expecting us to do nothing while we'll go and compete and, you know, try and make it an occasion. This was bigger for me today, you know, in terms of where our ambitions lies as a football club. And for long periods of that, particularly the first half, you know, that's not acceptable. You know, I didn't recognise, you know, my team in terms of their work rate. It'll be interesting to see the stats tonight with the GPS system, how many metres we did cover in comparison to where we were. And as I said there, I thought overall, you know, there was a very, very hungry fourth for side there. I think we had the best part of the possession in the second half, there's no doubt about that. I took the game to them, but as I say there, you know, we did work them hard, didn't get that little wee break in front of goals, but we certainly had the opportunities. But when you're in top like that, it's important that you do the other side very, very well, and that's something we didn't do, particularly for the second goal. Thought their movement was good, thought Kirkpatrick's movement was good, caused the centre backs problems. And I thought the boy Doris today, you know, in terms of being up there in his own, and again, two of our, you know, physical, you know, centre backs in Rumsby and Tom Lang, I thought he gave them real problems today. So he did. And he might not have the best of pace or whatever, but, you know, he uses his body absolutely terrifically well. Even the way that he holds them, and, you know, that's where guys have got to understand who they're playing against. You know, Stevie Dorrance just want you. He's wanting you to feel him. You know, he's wanting to know where you are at all times. And I was surprised my two centre-backs under sitting next to him in that dressing room, and they're that tight at times.
Were you, after you equalised, having made the two substitutions at half-time, were you expecting to kind of push on? And
yeah, I mean, yeah. Listen, it couldn't have been any worse other than, you know, maybe conceding another goal in the first half, you know, and the only way that could go for us was up the way. I thought the substitutions that we made were much an impact in terms of the fresh legs, two players that like to go and play direct, and I thought the two of them did well in periods. Chris could have equalised within, you know, 2-3 minutes of the restart.
Yeah, there was three quick fire attempts at goal.
Yeah,
and
there
then,
was.
And then you got your equaliser.
Then we go at that. Got to give Forfar credit. I thought they defended. I thought they got good bodies on the line at times. So they didn't. Like anything, when you're you're fine, you're holding on to something like that, you do need that little bit of luck. We all need it. And, you know, they go like that. Even just the one right at the death there. And, you know, I feel for Dan Smith. You know, he's a player that comes in here, and the opportunities that he gets, you know, his overall play deserves, you know, more. And he does work hard on that. And what we've got to do is now take the chances and turn them into goals. And, as I said, it was much improved in the second half, but still way below what we expected this football club.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Danny. Okay.